of it. I didn't want him to do
that's
that.
What got me fired up at the very end when they show Bruce Willis is like at the end of Split.
Well,
you realize that that guy's a superhero.
Yeah,
like
dude,
a super
I don't know.
Villain.
I was getting crushed on Marvel movies. My babe, my babe and I watched a ton of Marvel movies.
I hate them. They fire me up.
Dude, I can watch like that. They have the generic like formula that I'll go like, oh no, they're all going to lose. And I'm like, oh yeah,
here's
all
the
won.
Savior. The guy came back that you thought was dead.
Exactly.
Whoa.
But I do enjoy, like on a level
where
like
they got that storyline from.
Yeah, it's the hero's journey.
The
bro.
Bibble.
You got the book right there. Hero with a Thousand Faces. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, dude, I was watching a ton of them and I saw that and I said,
another superhero. Yeah.
Don't make a whole fucking
I hear you.
Thing. But again, you know, I'm not going to complain about it. It was cool. I like Split.
Yeah.
I like the movie about the old people who freaked out and like scared the grandkids. That was pretty tight.
He gets a bad rap. People are like, ever since Sixth Sense and Signs, he sucks.
People stopped fucking with him on The Village. People
the
got
Village.
Really,
I liked The Village.
Was The Village good?
Yeah, I liked it. Well, you don't like it?
Dude.
I'd kick you.
Not bragging. Not bragging. The original end of The Village was they were supposed to walk out and get hit by a car.
Yeah, they walk out and there's just a truck.
When I was in fourth grade, I wrote a story about a lady who was looking to get nutmeg. I used to write stories in school. The one of them was actually this was a language arts assignment. And the whole thing was a lady realized she was out of nutmeg. She wanted to go find nutmeg from her neighbors. Nobody had it. Then she crossed the road and got hit by a truck and died. Never got to make her recipe. Dude, they told me I had to rewrite it. That was I basically wrote The Village in fourth grade, dude.
Well, yeah, true.
No, it was just some like lady. The bar is low at Catholic grade schools. We had a decent amount of pedophiles come to light at our school. Like more than four.
Yeah. Most of my teachers, looking back on it, were very dumb people.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The lady made us read Les Miserables in eighth grade, and the whole class went like, no. And she just gave it up.
Yeah, they
never
give
tested
up. There
it
were
on
some
us.
Teachers that would just fully fold.
She lost control.
Bully.
She lost control of the class.
You could bully
dude.
So many teachers.
She lost both the parent support.
You could make teachers cry. I made several teachers cry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Catholic school teachers, I mean, you got to realize most of them are probably making 20 G's.
Yeah, for real.
They're crazy.
No, it was. It was, wasn't the most.
Yeah. Now, I'm not mocking people's salaries, but it's just like when you're
it's
young.
Not enough.
Yeah. They're underpaid. The job is, it's not worth it.
No. Yeah, that's not enough, dude. It's a sacred relationship, dude, student and teacher.
Of course.
I'm looking for a teacher right now.
I'll teach you. What do you want to learn about?
Spiritual journey, dude.
Matt. Who better?
Yeah, I'm open to anyone teaching me.
What do you want to learn about?
Just how to have a transcendent experience, dude. Transcend my ego.
Transcend your ego?
Yeah.
Except that you can't.
That's,
move
that's
on.
True. The trap yeah. And being trapped is the same. But, well, apparently you kind of can.
Anybody who says they has is lying. In order to publicly state you've transcended your ego,
you don't.
You have an ego.
You don't have to publicly state it.
Well,
it's
just
an inner
you know.
Journey. This is an inner journey.
Anybody on YouTube that's like, I actually don't even have an ego.
It's true.
Can go fuck themselves.
That's a trap. You're absolutely right. You're in line with the Buddha. You might be an avatar. You might be an avatar.
I don't even have to look this stuff up. It's ingrained.
I know. I'm aware.
Yeah, that's why the tiger was staring at me.
He knew you were the fucking sublime one, dude.
Look at me.
Is this the sublime one? You're right. There people will say that, you know, like I transcended my ego. But there is a tried and true method of just kind of shedding a lot of that stuff and entering into total grace.
Yeah. It's called blowing your head off. Those are the guys who have shed their ego. They go, you know what? See ya.
Yeah, possibly.
So.
Possibly.
Do you need any more guidance?
No, they're tortured in their... But yeah, that's all I'm after right now. That's
what?
My teacher. I want to find a teacher, dude, to fucking increase my consciousness.
I got to be honest. It sounds like that's bad.
It's thin as, you know, the path
to
is
to find
thin as the
teacher
edge.
Is going to be very difficult.
It's the most
Spade's
difficult
good.
Journey. Yeah.
Spade, you could consult Spade.
That's true. Well, the problem
although
is.
Although Spade was just struggling with death.
That happens.
That's pretty new.
The teacher has to find you. That's what they say. The teacher, when you're ready, will present itself. So I'm just waiting, dude. I tried to have a teacher recently. I found a lady on the Spiritual Emergence Network, dude.
How'd it go?
I don't think it went well.
What happened?
She just pitched me on a like try to. I was going to get into. I still am getting. I think I'm going to get into this of holotropic breathwork.
I was hoping you would.
I was going to go to a seminar. I wanted to work with someone one on one. I got pitched on a seminar, and as soon as I did, it wasn't like, no, it's not good timing for me. you know, I just couldn't.
Yo, you should check out Scientology.
You think I could rise? I could probably rise pretty think, high.
Here's the thing. I was in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. That's where I was staying. It's hell.
Yeah.
It sucks there.
It stinks.
Like, it's like Times Square. It's just dog shit. And then you're walking past, like, and everything's dirty and shitty. And then there's a fucking Scientology building that's just perfectly clean. Everyone's in, like, a vest and nice. That was the one, but I wanted to go.
Did you go in? No. I should, dude. I could probably rise decently in Scientology.
But you would like it. You would like the fucking uniforms and everything's white and clean. It's very nice. It looks like an Apple store
for
spirituality, dude.
I might
and I bet they're good.
They're very good.
I bet they're really good.
I went
good
in
at
there
it.
And I was just like, let's see what's up with this.
I bet they're so nice.
What were
I
they pitching?
They're, cool.
They're very nice.
What
they're
were they
like,
pitching?
Would you like to take a tour, but you'll have to fill out all this paper before you do it?
Yeah.
You have to like give us all your information.
And basically, like, you have to like be like, I do think L. Ron Hubbard was the real deal.
Really?
And he just was writing
books.
He was just writing fucking
science fiction. Yeah, that was like Highland's boy.
Yeah, you should check it out though. I think that or being a Mormon. Those are your two options.
Possibly.
And I think both of those you would have a lot of enjoyment with the community aspect and the friends and like we're all in this.
Yeah, I'm not one for dogma though, dude.
This is a pretty new wild dogma. And what's nice about Scientology is they're gonna be like, yo, everyone hates the fact that we know this.
True.
Everyone hates us.
I wanted to do Quaker. Quaker rules. You just sit in a room and you're silent until someone gets a spirit and then you talk.
Yeah.
And I saw they're like, you have to wear a mask. I'm like, dude. I think George Fox or someone. Sorry, I just called.
Yeah.
Didn't George Fox invent Quakerism?
I don't know.
I think it was the boy George Fox.
Who's George Fox?
Just some dude, I think, in like England or Scotland or Wales or something. Who like I think it was in England. He just stood on a rock and he had a vision. He was like, there will be thousands of people one day to hear me talk about God. And he succeeded. Yeah, dude, he called a shot and they're lucky, you know, there was a bunch of people.
Good
and he
Quakers,
was
like, dude. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Quaker
like,
State, baby.
Exactly. Came out, he's like, fuck this. Church sucks. We should all sit in a room silently. And he's like, we're all, you know, whatever. We're all God's children. Like, we don't need all this bullshit. We'll just sit there. If we feel moved, we'll talk. And if we don't feel moved, we'll just sit there.
That's what a lot of rich kids in New York, a lot of the schools in New York are Quaker schools.
Yeah, they are.
My friend went to, I think it's called Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to go to chapel and do that, where you would all just sit in silence.
And if you felt moved,
a bunch of rich kids doing like ketamine. Just in K-holes, not saying a word.
I think it fell pretty hard, man. I worked at a Quaker institution for a little bit, and it was there were some scandals, dude.
Mm-hmm.
There were some scandals. They also are like they're big into social justice and stuff.
Yeah,
but I noticed they're also kind of elite. I don't know how they
That's
became.
Because they're
elite.
All rich.
They are rich as hell. But like, dude, like you know, I was working.
What do you
with,
mean how they all came? They were like the first Americans.
True.
They've been here since the beginning, bro.
They've been here forever.
They're the rich ones.
But dude, I noticed like so. A lot of times I'd be like, I look for rooms, and the third floor is where all the Quakes would chill.
Yeah.
Dude, and I'd bring up the boys because I was working for dudes out of prison, and they would be like,
the last thing Quakers want to see are some good Catholics.
They fear us.
That's because we have warrior blood.
Dude, I was
fighting's not good, but we'll take all the money.
Yeah, exactly. They got rich
fucks.
As hell. They got rich as hell, and dude, there were some pretty unsavory stuff. They would be like, "Don't bring the guys to the third floor where we are." They're like, they like their peace and quiet. I'm like, all right, the fuck. They didn't, you know. These are the bros, dude. These are the bros getting out of jail, needing house plans. These are some wild dudes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't want, every time I bring them up to the third floor where they are, they'd be like, could you like leave those guys downstairs? Like,
yeah.
Ah.
Interesting.
I thought you guys were bleeding heart Quakers. You don't want to have
some
criminales, dude, coming up. But yeah, they didn't like that. But there was also a guy. So remember the lady? We talked about this a long time ago. The old black lady who was trying to seduce me at my social service agency.
Yes.
Talking about how I had a good shape. I bent over my pants. Just you got a good shape. That was a lady telling me
she called you pear shaped.
She didn't call me pear shaped. That was something you said, not me. She said I had a nice shape when I bent over.
She said you had a heart shaped hiney and you were a pear shaped boy.
I was shaped like a cello. So then I would drive her home thinking it was doing the nice thing.
Yes. Now
that's a lady who being like, God, I haven't had any dick in forever. She was old. She was an elder. That's when I was like, I'm not going to drive you home anymore. Although we got stuck in a blizzard one time and I like powered through the snow and dropped her off. It was sick. I cut through like the grass.
Pretty sexual.
She was feeling it. I think that's kind of what that might have went. You know, might have been the downfall.
That'll
dude.
Do it.
I was snow commander, dude. When I drive in the snow, chicks get so fucking horny.
Yeah.
It's no, it's just I, every time I drive in the snow with Brittany, I'm like, dude, I am the snow commander. She hates it.
I'm the snow commander. Also,
I'll fucking.
Dude, I command the snow.
Nasty, dude.
I love commanding the snow
in a sedan. Sedans are a front wheel drive sedan. Mm-hmm. Come on, dude. I've never been stopped yet in my Honda Civic in a blizzard. It's crazy, dude.
In a blizzard, I had a show in Syracuse, and I drove the whole way.
Damn.
Dude, trucks were pulled over. Everybody else was pulled over. It was the rolls, dude. I pushed the rolls.
What?
Yes. I'm a bit of a snow commander myself, now that you bring it up.
Hey, dude, how horny do chicks get?
God. It was crazy. We had to pull over for that.
I almost ruined this. Dude, this poor lady got so horny seeing me drive
Beezer
in the snow.
And Kylo were with me.
Dude, so the lady was trying, she was throwing it at me, dude. And I had to be like, stop, dude. You're so old. This is fucked up. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So she invited me into an apartment one time, dude. I went into her apartment the one time. She was like, I'm so proud of my place. I want you to see it. And I came in and out. And that's when she started getting real. Like, I was like, oh, this is cool. Thanks. I got to go.
You should have let her.
Now that I think about it, she was like, come see my room. I was in her bedroom.
You should have let her suck.
I was in her bedroom, but I'm a Catholic, bro. I'm not a filthy Quaker.
Yeah.
So I said, this is inappropriate. I'm going to get home. I'm in a committed relationship. I'm a born.